Blog Talk Radio.
Coming up here pretty quick. Right. Well, I had fun driving a great big bulldozer today. They're training me on that. So I had a lot of fun on that today.
I've got to tell you that the idea of you running a dozer just absolutely scares the fuck out of me.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Well, if you see a loader heading into Seattle, you know it's me.
Just don't give him a bunch. Just don't give him a bunch of plate steel and a welding machine.
No.
Right. But anyway, last night there was a protesting going on downtown, and I don't know if you guys remember Mr. Baca. We had him on the show a couple times last year because he was a Congress member. And, well, last night he was at the protest and everything, and Antifa attacked him. I sent Virgil some videos, and I'll send you some videos of that, Russell. And they rushed him and attacked him, and he shot the Antifa dude. And they didn't kill him, but, you know. So that's going on right now up here and everything, but it was justified. They were screaming on the video, "We're going to kill you, we're going to kill you." You know, so he shot him.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, okay, yeah. You scream you're going to kill somebody in a massive group. That's justifiable reason to pull your chitty-chitty bang-bang and go to town.
Right.
You know? Did he shoot him in the dick?
No, he shot him in the stomach.
Damn.
Shot him in the stomach, shot him in the chest. Well, you'll see the video. I've sent you the video.
Public service announcement. Shoot for the dick and nuts so these son of a bitches can't breathe no more.
Exactly. But, you know, what's funny is that the media...
So you're saying he's out with no charges?
Huh?
I need you to unlock, to open up the back, because they're going to...
Oh, okay. I'm on the radio show right now.
I wasn't sure if you were doing it.
To tell them to take one. I'm sorry, somebody's at my door.
I was asking you, Joseph. So this guy is not in jail. There's no charges against him.
Yeah, they're filing charges, criminal charges on him, and the Democrats over here are going to swing him. And they kept saying he was in militias, and he's not in militias. He's never joined the militias. Never.
So is he out or is he in jail?
I believe he made bail. I believe he did. I'll know more tonight when I see it.
I believe they charged him with aggravated battery, but he's going to beat the charge. If New Mexico has a stand-your-ground law, he's going to beat the charge.
Yeah, he does. And plus, there's evidence. The evidence that I sent you guys, you know, but the Democrats are crying and whining, protecting the Antifa, saying, you know how it goes, guys. Hey, can you give me about 5 minutes, and I'm going to let you guys talk, because I got something Chris wants me to do real quick, and I'll come right back, all right?
Sounds good.
All right, go ahead.
All righty. Well, Virgil, I mean, I tell you what, it may have been justified shooting, but he's in the socialist state of New Mexico, and I'm going to tell you right now, I honestly believe the deck is stacked against him on that. They're going to throw everything, every ounce of political power they have, because a citizen defended himself against Antifa, and I don't think it's going to turn out well for him in the situation either. What do you think?
Well, they use that GoFundMe and donate to this and that. I'm pretty sure that people are going to send enough money in to where he can get a top-notch lawyer instead of a chicken shit public defender. And they're going to be able to put up a fight for this. I mean, if the New Mexico legislature, and if they have a stand your ground law on the books, it all depends on how it reads. Okay? You know, like in Louisiana, okay, if somebody strikes you in a violent manner, okay, you can automatically apply what's called justifiable homicide. And you can defend yourself with a knife, a gun, a baseball bat, brass knuckles, whatever you get your hands on. I mean, we've had several incidents similar to this, you know, where people have been threatened and threatened and threatened. And one guy came up to the door. The idiot came up to the man's door with an unloaded pistol. Knocked on his door with an unloaded pistol just to scare him. And the guy saw the pistol and didn't even open the door. He just took a shotgun and barreled off through the door. And
damn.
Now this guy here, he's had all kind of surgeries done to him and everything else. And it was justified. It's justified.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I mean, you know, if it all depends on how the law reads, Russell. It all depends on how the law reads.
And we did have grand laws up there.
Well, if you have a standard like grand law, he's probably going to be all right then, but it's still going to cost him a small fortune because, you know, the communist state of New Mexico is going to throw everything at him they can.
They're already trying, brother. They're already, matter of fact.
We said this was coming.
Well, this is not the first incident. This is not the first incident.
Oh no!
You know, you know that there have been several of them that done got shot. Several of them, and they still haven't learned their lesson. They still have not learned their lesson.
And
what's going to happen? I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen. They're going to fuck with another one of these truck drivers, and I talk to a lot of them. I talk to a lot of them daily. And a lot of them done went from carrying mace and billy bats to AR-15s in their rigs. And they're going to fuck with the wrong truck driver, and he's going to come out and go on a fucking shooting spree, and it ain't going to be nothing nice.
Mm-hmm. And I've been hearing about that, too, the last couple of days, Virgil. You know, and everything, but.
Well, you know, we said this was coming, that it was going to get pushed to this point, and exactly as it is happening now, we have the globalist Bush's three-letter agency there running around. Are they investigating Antifa? Are they investigating BLM? Are they investigating all these bricks that magically showed up in all these places and stuff there? No.
Right.
They're going around and harassing constitutional, legal militias that have filed all their paperwork and everything with their states. They're straight up bored, run their background checks, the whole nine yards. Fucking with them.
Right, and here's the thing about that is Mr. Baca was never in any militias. The news was claiming that he was, but he was never in any militias. Were there?
I wasn't talking about Bondo. I'm talking about what's going on across the nation. It's got nothing to do with Bondo.
But, you know, I don't know where you're going with it because you're trying to set this up, and we talked about it, for them to pin the militias, and then they're going to go after the militias, you know. And everything, so it's getting sticky.
We had another one tried to become a martyr down here, at the Cortana Mall, the Walmart behind Cortana Mall. He was in there shoplifting, and you know, just FYI, people, Walmart spent $300,000 per store putting security cameras, new security systems in there, and they pay undercover observers in Walmart. So, I mean, you know, it's not advisable to try and shoplift out of Walmart anymore.
Right.
You know, you're going to get caught. And when the deputy when they tried to tackle him down, he started resisting with the deputy. They said, at first they said it was the deputy's sidearm that got discharged, but it was not.
Mm-hmm.
This individual was armed, and he fired a shot just indiscriminately through the parking lot, could have killed somebody, and now they're looking for him. He managed to get away, but guess what? During the scuffle, he dropped his wallet.
Oh, wow.
Boy, talk about a rocket scientist. They got this guy's name. They got his home address. They got everything. They think he's hiding out in Lafayette somewhere, and they got the U.S. Marshals on him right now. So they're going to find him. They're going to find him. And he's got attempted murder on a police officer, reckless endangerment of the public by discharging a firearm, resisting arrest. I mean, he's got a phone book worth of charges on him. And once they get him, they're going to turn him every which way but loose.
Right.
Even though we got a Democratic, Obama-ass-licking governor here, these judges, they're getting tired of it. Everybody's getting tired of it. Everybody's telling them. They're telling the district attorneys they're getting tired of it. Even the black community in Louisiana is coming out and telling these, you know, the sheriffs and chief police, they're tired of it. They're fed up.
Well, did you hear about the young black lady that I believe it was up in Seattle, and she was trying to get food for her kids, her babies, and she was like, I can't get food for my kids. I go, look what you all did. You got these white damn liberals in here, took over our county, our city and everything, and I can't find food for my kids. He goes, y'all black matter, life matters, you're all fucked up.
Russell, go ahead, Russell, go ahead.
Oh, what I was going to say is, there's a lot of other stuff going on, too, that we need to be paying attention to, that with all this bullshit going on here in the U.S. that we really haven't. Virgil, when was the last time you heard of three carrier groups being in the Pacific at the same time? Plus, of course, they won't give us a number or anything like that. Plus, we have reportedly a pretty good number of subs operating there, too. China's gotten real aggressive, trying to insert their power in the Pacific. This has been going on for a while, but it's really starting to come to a head now. And then you've had the shit with India and China going on. You know, there's a it's like 2,200 mile wide stretch of land between there on their borders that's kind of a no man's land. And apparently they've been getting pretty pushy over there again.
Keeping in on that today. I saw that. Well, India would wipe China's ass out in a heartbeat, I think.
If China invades India, that might be a positive thing, because then we can call up and check on our Walmart cards, and we'll get somebody that speaks good English. On your vehicle warranty or some shit like that. But you know, all those carrier groups in the Pacific, that is very uncommon. That is very, very uncommon.
We've got three of our premier aircraft carriers there, 100,000 ton aircraft carriers. With, of course, you know, with their groups and stuff that go with them. Of course, nobody's talking about this this big phone outage that happened every. It's kind of weird because it just happened in certain places, things like more than others. We had a little bit of it here in Texas, and I've got friends pretty much scattered across the U.S., and apparently a lot of them was having phone problems, internet problems, and all that. Now, that was a straight-up cyber attack. DDoS cyber attack that happened. They hit the U.S.
That's why I had issues.
And nobody's talking about it. Excuse me, nobody's talking about it.
I know it. I'm glad you brought it up.
Let me finish. I'm going to tell you something, people. Our infrastructure has been neglected for decades, all right? They've been too busy giving money to countries that fucking hate us, fighting wars we probably shouldn't have been in, and giving every fucking dime they can to these illegals invading our country. And I'm telling you, you just got a little old glimpse of what can happen. And you want to see something fucking ugly, very fucking quick happen, let the fucking grid go down.
We
were affected here in Texas by it too, and we're not even hooked to the national grid. Our infrastructure, electrical grid, stands on its own.
North Louisiana and some of Lake Charles was affected by it, but I mean, this
New Mexico was affected. I had internet issues, but I'm glad Russell brought that up about that, because I was talking to our friend Camerlita. She was talking to somebody in Intel, and the Intel told her that the only way that this could have happened with a cyber attack is through Secretary of Defense. What do you guys think? What do you guys say? What's your opinion on that?
I'd have to see some solid evidence of that. There's no reason for the Department of Defense to do anything like that I'm aware of. And as far as this big 10-day blackout where they're gonna round everybody up and everybody's going to Gizmo and the swamp's gonna be clean, and we're gonna sprinkle fairy dust and unicorn shit everywhere, and life's gonna be great.
And Pete Elfins.
You motherfuckers need to step away from the crack pipe. That's what I think. I don't know.
Right.
I could be wrong. What do you think, Virgil?
Oh, well, it's more than stepping away from the crack pipe. I mean, they need to put the peyote. They need to quit sucking on them frogs and put the peyote blood down. It ain't gonna happen. It's not only that these people are the elitists. It's not only because of the deep state. It's because of the fucked up justice system that we have. These people can afford to buy every motherfucking lawyer in the United States and have them working for them for the next 10 years.
Yep.
You are not going to see this. If it does happen, these people will never see the inside of a courtroom. And These New Green Deal people are going to shit all over themselves because they're going to have to cut all the trees down to make the paper to fucking file all these motions and shit.
Right,
you know?
Right.
You see, people need to get back to reality. Okay? Reality, you know, a fantasy is nice to have. You know, a fantasy, you know, baby oil, some naked midget strippers, you know, things like that. You know, hey, that's a nice fantasy to have. You may fantasize about, okay, you're going to open up a company and you're going to make $1 million a week. That's a nice fantasy to have. but it's not reality. It's not real. You have to come down to reality. You have to come down that this country has turned into the most fucked up, corrupt system in the world. In the world. We've let the banksters take it over. We've let the industrial military complex take it over. I mean, these people are giant conglomerate mob families. And they're going to hang on with anything. As far as Hillary, they're going to get tired of Hillary. The Hillary shit, they're going to get tired of it. They're going to say, oh, well, she's been enough of a liability. Time for the old bat, you know, time for her to go visit Epstein. You know, it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be officially noted as a stroke or a heart attack. Or, you know, it's not going to be shot in the head. It's not going to be anything criminal. They're going to make it look like natural causes. And, you know, it's going to continue. It's going to continue. And I'm going to tell you what, I was talking with somebody today in Walker, Louisiana. I had to go by Bayou Gunslingers today and talk with my boy Brandon. And, boy, I tell you what, Russell, that boy's shop, I tell you what, you would get the hard on. I tell you what, Viagra ain't got shit on that shop. Oh.
Wow.
He's got that, Russell, as soon as you walk through the door and you look on the counter, he's got that M60. He's got that M60, fully functional. M60, sitting on the counter, the belt laying on the side. Oh, man, it looks so sexy. I had to grab it and hug it. I swear. It's beautiful.
I tell you, but, you know, Virgil, you know, we said this 1,000 times. The only way these people would ever be the slightest chance of them getting any justice at all would be through military tribunals. And we know that's not going to happen because nobody's got the balls to do that. And the Republicans are already barking and barking about calling these people up, witnesses and testifying and all that kind of shit. I mean, you know, we talked about this last night, ladies and gentlemen. These people are in cahoots with each other. There is not one party. You are led to believe there's two parties, all right? And if you want to know the fucking truth, the Republicans like being out of party because then they can beat their chest and tell you what they're going to do and, oh, my God, how horrible this is, and this legislation gets passed and they beat on the table and they go on the talk shows and tell you how horrible it is. But you know what, ladies and gentlemen? Y'all have a real short fucking memory, all right? Because, you know, it was just 3 years ago that we had the presidency, the Senate, and the House. Had all three of them wrapped up tight, boom, majorities, bang, bang, bang. We should have been stamping out legislation like the fucking Treasury Department prints money. But you know what we got? We got nothing, ladies and gentlemen. Zero.
That's right. And instead of trampling out legislation, Russell, more than trample out legislation, they should have been repealing a bunch of this fucking bullshit legislation that was previously passed.
But they won't.
You see, like this bullshit, they could have overturned that fucking law. You know, they could have reinstated it where them fucking Muslims can't run for fucking office.
Yep. But they won't.
You see, they could have reinstated that. You see? And this is what gets me behind what Russell is saying. You know, I have a problem, you know, as far as what Trump did before this coup attack came along, this coup de grace. Okay? Yeah. I liked what he did with the economy. Okay? A lot of policies I liked. cannot get 100% behind him for two reasons. Number one, Jeff Sessions. Number two, Bill Barr.
Yep.
Okay. I don't trust Bill Barr as far as I could sling that little motherfucker. I don't trust him any further. As far as I'm concerned, he's a mole. He's a mole in cahoots with the socialists. You know, you do not get up behind a podium and say, "We're going to preserve your Second Amendment rights," and then you promote an anti-gun attorney general. I mean, it contradicts it contradicts himself, you know. And that's why I like Trump, but I don't trust him. I don't trust him. You know, I just cannot trust him.
I'm the same way. You know, I trust him, but I don't trust him. You know, I like some of the things he's done. You know.
Well, I'll tell you what, I trust President Trump on a lot of things. Fucking, I don't know what's going on with the fucking Supreme Court there, man. Somebody must have got to them. Well, we know Roberts is a sellout. He's been one since the fiasco with Obamacare. I mean, he literally rewrote the legislation to turn it into a tax so it could pass. He lost all state ability and all of his conservative credentials on that deal. But now this Gorsuch got me fucking worried, man. Like, is it what they got Epstein tapes on this sucker or something, man? I mean, this guy is anything but a good, solid conservative pick. I mean, this stuff with the gay and lesbian thing was completely outrageous, in my opinion.
I agree 100%. I mean, I don't know what to say about that, Russell. I mean, I was flabbergasted when I saw that, too, you know? And it's like, really? You know?
I mean, this whole situation, from the White House on over to Seattle, okay? This is an enigma for the American people. They don't know what to figure out. I mean, It's like mixing a bunch of diamonds with broke glass and slinging it in the air and letting it hit the floor. You know, they're trying to figure out what is what with all of this, and it's very confusing. And people are just fed up with it. People are just fed up with it. And I see not an explosion, but an implosion. In America, I see a race war coming. I see a major depression coming, and this shit is going to get out of hand. And if you think this is something, right now, wait till November. Until November. You ain't seen shit yet, people. Wait until November. I'm not gonna 100% guarantee a call Trump the winner of the election. Not right now. Not under these circumstances. But if he should win a second term, you're gonna see really all holy hell break loose.
Honestly, murder.
These savages are gonna go nuts.
And honestly, Virgil, I still don't see a general election coming. I still don't see it at this point.
The dice is still rolling on that. I got to admit with you, Joseph, the dice is still rolling down the table very slowly on that one. I can't call that either way. You know.
Well, as we get closer, I'm seeing it. You know, and. It's like, wow, how much more is going to come out? You know, they're throwing everything, bro. They're throwing everything at us at one time. It's all being tossed at us at one time.
Oh, yeah. Oh yes, they're going back. They're going back to the oldies but goodies. You know,
mm-hmm.
race pimping.
Mm-hmm.
Race pimping.
Statue burning.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's all coming. It's all a repeat. It's all a repeat of Nazi Germany. It's all a
yep.
repeat of the overthrow of the Kaiser in Nazi Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it's going to come about.
Well, it's like me and Carmelita said this. We were talking about this morning, and, you know, it's like she said too. They'd rather burn the country down, you know. And that's what they're doing. They're doing it now.
Well.
Oh yeah. And it's not going to get any better. It's not, man. These people have absolutely. You can't even say they've absolutely lost their mind. They're being well paid to do this. Antifa has become more. BLM is now. Have a higher likability than any one of the political parties, and more popular than President Trump. I mean, these people have figured out how to get the power. They're well funded. I mean, I forget what it was. Some crazy amount of donations. Went into BLM, $47 million or something like that.
Yep.
I mean, these guys are dangerous. And you go to your website, I published some of it. They have absolutely no use for white people. And I think Virgil's absolutely on point to where I think there's actually a good chance of seeing a race war in this country.
Mm-hmm.
As bad as it is to have to say that, things are about as fucked up as they can get right now, people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm not trying to be dramatic or anything like that, but, you know, that's where we are.
I'm going to tell you something right now. If there is a race war, I don't care how many protests they file to the United Nations. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I'm ambushing every Popeye's fried chicken I come across.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing people don't understand. That the United Nations cannot come on American soil without the president's approval.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. The president don't have to approve. You know, I don't need approval to protect myself and my family from the president.
I apply
Louisiana Revised Status 308. Okay? That's what I apply.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you don't fuck with me, I ain't gonna fuck with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know? As far as Baton Rouge and New Orleans and all of that, you want to burn your own neighborhoods down? Fine. Go for it. There's shitholes anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Shreveport.
Yeah.
Back of the railroad tracks in Alexandria, all of that. Y'all want to burn that down? You want to burn your own neighborhoods down? Fine. They're fucking shitholes anyway. Deserted houses, crack houses, all of this shit. Fine, go the fuck ahead. I don't care. Just don't come around here fucking with me and mine. I don't owe you nothing, and you don't owe me nothing. You
That's
know, go somewhere else and get your fucking reparations. Go outside somewhere else and talk to somebody else about your fucking reparations. Because I ain't got nothing for you.
Right. Well, that's why I'm glad I live where I live, dude. They want to burn the city, but they didn't burn it. I'm out here in the desert.
Well, you know, I mean, it's just, I mean, there is, I mean, seriously, this, you know, when I was younger and stuff like that, we all used to sit around because of all the far-fetched shit that come from the Twilight Zone. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it appears, I mean, you can't make it up. This is just absolutely unbelievable shit going on in our country.
Yep.
You have governors of state allowing this stuff to go on. You have mayors telling their police forces to stand down, allowing them to be burned and stuff. And this is all part of the PSYOP. This is to make the average American afraid of these rioters at BLM. You better be afraid of them. You know, they're going to come get you, and there's nobody that can save you. You better take a knee and apologize for being white right now. You better fucking do it, I'm telling you.
I ain't got no worries. I ain't got no worries because I ain't white, so...
But, you know, this is unbelievable, and this is allowed to go on in our country. And President Trump, ready in the military, actually came out and spoke against the president on this stuff. Now, when the fuck is that ever supposed to happen? I mean, why are these guys not been kicked out?
Exactly.
I mean, have you ever heard anything like that before, Virgil? Have you ever heard anything like that before?
No. Well, I'll tell you what. As far as I know, the Code of Military Justice that I was brought up on says if you openly criticize the president while you're active duty military, that's a court-martial offense. That's considered mutiny. That can be considered mutiny.
Exactly.
They are going after a general for that. That's a retired general. They're recalling him back.
Let me tell you something. I don't give a fuck what you do in the military. I know in the Navy and the Marine Corps, if you get brought up on a charge of mutiny, you're fucked. And they prove it, you're fucked. You are fucked.
You may as well
take your 9/11 and put it in your mouth and eat a bullet. Because you are fucked.
Because they will execute you.
No, they hang you. The Marine Corps and Navy still hang you.
And this motherfucker that met with Pelosi behind the president's back. What kind of bullshit is that?
Right. Well, here's my thing, Russell.
Here's the thing. You know, I'm gonna talk about reality and fantasy again. Here's my fantasy: building one long gallows down Pennsylvania Avenue, and get tying a rope around these motherfuckers' necks, putting a noose around their neck, putting it in their back. I want to watch them kick. I don't want to break their neck and just let them just lay there. I want to watch them kick. I want to watch them choke to death. I'm a sadistic motherfucker, okay? And push these son of a bitches off and just let them swing and kick and let them sit there for about 24 hours. Then get you one of them big dump trucks and drive under them and take a machete and cut the ropes and just let them drop in the back of the dump truck and bring them to a fucking landfill. That's what I'd like to see done.
Well, here's the thing that pissed me off today, and I don't know if you guys saw it, but Pelosi today handed George Floyd's brother an American flag folded. What the fuck? He was never in the military.
She did that long before the funeral. That was set up long before the funeral.
Well,
I'm telling you, people, this guy, well, he had it at the funeral. Okay, he had the flag at the funeral. This guy is not dead. He's still alive. None of them officers are in jail. It's all a bunch of bullshit. It's all a bunch of bullshit.
Like you brought up the other night, they're saying that he has a twin brother. Think about it.
Okay, yeah. All right. Anything's possible in the mind of a liberal. Anything's possible.
Yes, sir. That is a fact.
That's scary.
If you have any kind of logic or anything, you might as well just give that shit right up, because it ain't happening. Because it's all about, the Democrats are the party of hate and oppression. That's all it is. Actually, they have sold their soul for power. And they will do anything to get it back. They will destroy anyone or anything. And they will make an example out of anyone or anything. Just go look up Saul Alinsky's 12 Rules for Radicals, and it's right there, baby. And I'm telling you what, I hope your buddy there in New Mexico has a lot of money, because I tell you what, the Democratic Party and the three-letter agencies are going to do everything they can to crucify that man and use it to bring down the militia.
Yep.
And they're already saying who is there with the New Mexico Guard.
Yep, exactly. 100% on point, Russell. Yep, exactly. And I was just telling that to a friend this morning about that incident, because the militias, now the New Mexico Militia Guard, which were there, I can't really comment about them, because they're one of the outfits that were never going. These guys didn't follow protocols. They didn't, they went after on their own. But they did dismantle Mr. Baca. They were there to do that. That's where all that confusion came in out, blaming the militias and everything. But these, I don't know. I have no words,
Well, it's like this. It appears that these socialists, they're trying to instigate an incident between patriots and the police.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You see, it's becoming very, very hard, and I know that, I don't mean to sound anti-cop here. I don't mean to sound any cop, but it is getting very hard to distinguish friend from foe when these kind of incidents happen.
Mm-hmm.
This is a volatile situation when you have both sides in battle rattle. You have both sides with significant weapons that can do significant damage, and you have some people, and Russell will verify this, you have some people that have very bad understanding on both sides.
All it takes is just one
to create a major incident. Now, guys, with the militia movement, before y'all do anything, y'all need to sit down with these law enforcement people, and y'all need to say, look, these are our roads. These are public roads. We have a right to drive down them, and be free from harassment, bodily harm, and injury. When we try to defend ourselves, you come out like you're all against us. Where were you when all of this was happening? Why didn't you break this up before this happened?
Because they were attempting
to damage public property, namely a statue. They were attempting to pull it down. Okay, why didn't you stop them? If you are ready, willing, and able to charge into a bunch of people that are carrying weapons, the same weapons that you have, but you are not willing to jump in and rush a bunch of people, that call themselves peaceful protesters that are doing property damage, but don't have weapons. I mean, that's kind of asinine. That sends the wrong signal.
Right, and here's what the cops said today, because Antifa's were crying and complaining because the cops took their time in getting there, and they stated the reason why they didn't show up because the militias have their rights, their Second Amendment rights, and they weren't going to interfere with that. that was their second amendment right to be there.
And my point is, if you're going to rush against a bunch of guys that are armed to the teeth, okay,
mm-hmm.
some of them have better weapons than the police got. Okay,
yep.
But you're not gonna yep. rush. But you're not gonna rush in and pop your tear gas and draw your weapons and everything else on people that's creating a public disturbance and being a public menace
mm-hmm.
and a threat to public safety. I mean,
yep.
come on, guys,
well,
pick a side. You can't play both sides against the middle.
Right.
Somebody is
well,
going to get hurt. Somebody is going to get killed. Mm-hmm. And the people that are on the right are going to get blamed. They're going to be put in the evil side
mm-hmm.
of it. And that's when it's
mm-hmm.
going to all really
mm-hmm.
fucking kick off. You're just going to give
oh,
these
yeah.
fuckers more ammunition to play with.
Yep.
So,
exactly.
you know, the law enforcement needs to pick a side. In the 1960s, I'm going to give you an example. In the 1960s, when all the anti-war protests were going on and this same
mm-hmm.
kind of shit was going on and all of this,
mm-hmm.
hey, in California, okay, the anti-war protesters, they were cutting up and in Los Angeles and everything else, or somewhere around, I forget that where it is, where the Hell's Angels headquarters is at. But,
mm-hmm.
But the police, the CHP and the police, they just stood by and they let the Hell's Angels beat the shit out of them with chains and locks and knives and every fucking thing else. And then they just waved their hand. Okay, boys, that's enough. Just get on back, you know, and they backed on up. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a bunch
mm-hmm.
of motherfuckers left out of there bloody. You know, in Philadelphia, the cops were actually giving white citizens guns.
Mm-hmm.
During a race riot, they were actually
mm-hmm.
issuing citizens guns, and they were using
mm-hmm.
them. You know, I mean, you have to pick a side. You cannot play both ends against the middle. You cannot ride the fence. You
exactly.
have to pick a side.
Exactly. But I have got just a little bit. You guys want to continue or? Want to call tonight?
I gotta get
up at 5 a.m. But
all right, well, we'll just go ahead and call it then, so you can get up and go
yeah.
run over something if you know it.
Yeah,
right. Oh, I
so
had
when
a
are you back on the road,
brother? What's that?
When are you back on the road, brother?
I have to go. They're only taking 4 in for orientation in Pasadena, Texas on Monday, and it lasts for 5 days. If somebody drops out, then I go next Monday. I go this Monday to Pasadena.
Mm-hmm.
If not, I have to wait till the 29th on my birthday and go to Pasadena for 5 days. And while I'm in the orientation in Pasadena in Baton Rouge, I've got to bring my truck. They're going to be putting the pump and the air compressor and the hose rack on it. And then I go hauling alcohol to from ExxonMobil in Baton Rouge to up to New Jersey to make hand sanitizer. How about that, guys?
Hand sanitizer, wow. So you'll have a lot of rubbing out. Well, I have an idea, but I'll keep it to myself.
Well, you see, they're making it in New Jersey, and what they're going to do from now on with these riots and protesters and all of this stuff going on, these rallies, what they're going to do is they're
mm-hmm.
going to load it in these fire trucks they use at the airports, where, you know, with the automatic nozzle on top, and they're going to go to spraying everybody down so they don't spread the Kung Flu virus anymore, I guess. I don't know. But,
well,
hey,
it's funny you brought that up. Tell me, why wasn't the fire department in these cities out there and putting the water cannons on these motherfuckers? That was a very non-lethal and effective weapon to use against rioters and looters.
Because
you know?
of the because they'll start playing them old flicks from when Martin Luther King had his marches and the Birmingham Fire Department was putting them 2.5-inch hoses on their asses and fucking knocking the hide off of them with it. Let me tell you something, Russell. Until you grab on one of them fire hoses, you don't know what you got there, brother. I'm serious. I'm serious. You will definitely deodorize somebody with one of them motherfuckers. Let me tell you. I mean, that's some serious pressure there, baby. Some serious pressure. But they do use them in other countries. They do use them in other countries, and they use them very effectively. You know. Like I said, they've got these fire trucks. They take them out of circulation at these airports and get new equipment every so often, and they put them narrow nozzle water cannons on them that'll just about cut a fucking 2x4 in half, and they go to unleashing them on there. You know. Well, I tell you what, Russell, what would really be the deterrent is not load that sumbitch up with water, load that sumbitch up with Louisiana crab ball and spray them down with that shit. Let me tell you something, buddy. Let me tell you what they say. Holy water. They say the priest says holy water. If you're rubbing on a woman's belly, she'll pass a baby boy. Let me tell you something about Louisiana crab ball. Rub it on a cat's ass and watch him pass a motorcycle.
Right. So guys, we'll go ahead and close the show for tonight. We'll be back Thursday. We'll see what happens, man. You know. Who knows? I think we're gonna be out of Twilight Zone and into the black hole or something. Shit. I don't know.
All right.
But anyway, we'll call it a night and we'll see y'all Thursday. So y'all be careful and be safe. Good night, everybody.
All righty. All right. Be on the lookout for them spaceships. Be on the lookout for the spaceships. They're coming.
Well, that's why they fattened us up for the last 3 months, man.